Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for War of the Roses. You're in a relationship. You think your husband or your boyfriend could be cheating. In fact, Mary, are we talking about a boyfriend or a husband here?
Husband.
So you think your husband's cheating. What's his name, Mary?
His name is Matt.
How long have you guys been married?
A few years.
Okay, so what's the story? Why do you think he's cheating? Because what we're going to do is hear your story, and then we're going to call him up, offer him a dozen red roses, tell him he could send to anybody he wants, and why wouldn't he send romantic red roses to his wife? So what's going on in your world? Why do you think he's cheating?
I just get this sense that he's doing something behind my back, and like every time I go in his car, I see his work backpack, and it's just had all of these plastic bottles in it. And the thing that's weird about it is they have this like pinkish sparkly lipstick around the rim, and I don't wear that shade of lipstick, so I know that it can't possibly be me. And I guess I'm worried that because of his job, where they just hired someone new who's absolutely gorgeous, and she's kind of intimidating when you talk to her. She and my husband work really close together, and I've just been worried because they've been going on a lot of lunch meetings, like lunch meetings twice a week. And I don't know. It's making me worried.
Did you confront him about it at all?
No.
Okay, so I definitely could see how that would make your mind just start racing, you know, completely. Have you done any snooping? Is there any other evidence, or it's just that gut feeling?
It's just kind of a gut feeling. I mean, I've kind of hinted at concerns. I've just not been, like, totally upfront about it. But I don't know. I feel like there has to be something more going on, especially if, you know, there are those bottles all over his car and his backpack.
Do you live somewhere where if you recycle bottles, you can take them to get money back for it? Me and my roommate would pick up random cans and water bottles to go and get money back from it. So maybe he's just like clearing out the recycling bin at work.
I would love for that to be the
case. Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just trying to make it like the bright side of things.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just friends and we are going to lunch. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's so they're not going to lunch for like work purposes. It's not like, oh, we are, you know, we have this project and it's due by 5. And if we don't work while we eat, I don't know.
He says that they're like lunch meetings, but how much work do you actually get done when you're eating? Like, I just feel like it can't be so productive that it warrants 2 lunch meetings a week. I feel like they're just hanging out.
How about your love life? Like, have you guys still remained consistently intimate?
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little less than usual, but he says it's just he's really tired from work. If it weren't for the lipstick on all these water bottles, I probably would believe him.
Why would he save the water bottles, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like if he was doing that.
Like, he'd make sure to, like, get rid of all the evidence.
Yeah. It'd be so obvious. He'd be like, oh, my God, these water bottles with lipstick on it. Like, they're in the floor of my car. Like,
unless he's saving them to recycle them, guys.
I know, you're really pushing
that recycle thing.
Or that's what I think it is.
It might be this. Guys are stupid.
That's true. Do you think the woman he would be cheating on you with is the woman from work?
Yeah.
Have you looked through their text messages at all?
I'm scared to do that and get caught. Whereas me, like, going through his car or whatever isn't abnormal because he forgets stuff in there all the time. So I end up being the one to, like, go out and grab things for him. Like, for the life of him, he can't remember to bring his sunglasses in. So anytime we have to, like, go for a walk or whatever, I have to run out to the car and get them for him. It's, like, it's normal for me to be doing that.
Right. Which is also weird. Like, if he knows you're going to be in there, unless he just figured you wouldn't notice the lipstick. You know,
that is to look at the lid of a water bottle. That's looking pretty hard.
Yeah,
you're right. Because if the lid's on there, you unscrew it, mm-hmm. and you got to look at the lipstick. Mm-hmm. And then is lipstick on the bottle a lot? Yeah.
unless maybe she saw one that didn't have a lid on and then started to go look some more.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Mary, we'll get him on the phone. What's this coworker's name?
Jesse.
Okay. All right, so we'll call Matt. We'll tell him he won a dozen red roses, romantic red roses, right? He could send them to anybody he wants. Does he send him to Mary, his wife? Does he send him to Jesse, his coworker, or somebody else? Maybe the lady at the recycle bin. War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Mary and Matt. They've been married for how long have they been married? I forgot.
She's had a few years.
A few years, Mary. A few years. Mary.
Yeah, a few years.
All right, here's the deal. Matt, her husband, has been working with a new coworker. Very beautiful. Is that how she described it? Very beautiful. And Mary noticed that Matt has all these water bottles in his car, and there's lipstick on all the water bottles. And did she, I lost, it's been so long, we played so much music. Did she say that there's a, did she confront her and say, confront him? No. And so she doesn't know for sure whose water bottles they are.
No confrontation. But she did ask why he was going to lunch with this coworker a lot, and he was just, we're just friends.
Okay. And so now you're very suspicious, right, Mary?
Extremely.
Okay. So we're going to get him on the phone and see who he sends flowers to. It's very simple. So let's see. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah.
So, Mary, you just chill while we get him on the phone. This angry ring.
Hello?
Hi, is Matt available?
Yes, this is Matt.
Perfect, Matt. It's kind of your lucky day. I'm really excited to make this call with you. My name is Hannah. I'm with J&R Flowers. Have you heard of us? You're like, no, obviously not, because we're new, Matt. That's what we're trying to get the word out on. We're trying to get everyone to hear about J&R Flowers. So this is a really cool thing for you, Matt. You've been chosen to be a micro-influencer for us. So what this means for you is you get to send our most romantic bouquet of roses. It's our fire and ice bouquet. It's pure passion, you know, just a nice little gift of that. And what we ask in return, hopefully, I mean, we're not going to hunt you down or anything like that, is that you can post about J&R Flowers on whichever social media platform you use the most.
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. So that's how, you know, you get them for free, we get something, you get something. It's great. Like I said, it is our like pure passion bouquet. They're fire and ice roses. There's a dozen of them. We like to make it like, you know, really romantic, but we will attach a little card with it. And so, you know, while I don't need a credit card or any personal information, you can get as personal as you want on the card. And that's really the only thing that I'll need to get from you so that we can get them sent out today is just the message you want on the card. And then we can, you know, talk about like who and where you're sending it to.
Yeah, let me think. Let's say, I hope these bring a smile to your face and I love you.
Cute. To your face. And I love you. Okay, obviously like a love, Matt. And then who do you want me to address this to, Matt?
They're going to go to my wife, Mary.
Mary will love these. Mare Bear.
Yeah. Matt, what the hell is going on?
Mary? What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with you because on like half the water bottles in your car, there's a pink sparkly lipstick on them that I don't wear. So can you just stop lying and tell me what you've been doing? Like,
oh,
just spare me the heartbreak.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Mary, no, it's really not what you think.
Okay, if it's not what I think, then tell me what it is. Because honestly, I really have been thinking that you've been having an affair or something is going on.
No. Okay, this is honestly so embarrassing, but. All right, you know how you get those little packages with all the, you know, the makeup in it? Well, last month there was this lipstick thing that said it was, you know, like super hydrating. And just in the moment, I really needed some chapstick. So I was going through and I just used it really quickly. And now I'm addicted to it.
Matt, you are on the radio, War of the Roses, for John Jay and Rich. Just to let you know, a little heads up, by the way. So you're not just talking to Mary. So just to dumb it down, so you've been putting like pink chapstick on your lips and drinking water bottles, and those are your water bottles, and the pink stuff on the water bottles is not lipstick from somebody else, it's yours.
Right, yeah.
Hilarious.
And your lips are perfectly plump and hydrated and sparkly.
They are so hydrated, and I can't use anything else now. I've tried, and I actually even went like, all right, Mary, if you see a credit card charge, I may or may not have gone on to Amazon and ordered a bunch of them because
oh
I tried
God.
To
use,
like,
why wouldn't you tell her? Why wouldn't she see it when you come home?
I'm sure that's embarrassing.
I know.
Because it's embarrassing.
So you hide this from her. This is a secret.
Yeah.
I'd feel good if I were Mary if I can just go to Amazon and see the purchase for those, because then that backs up the story 100%. And you don't, if that's the only fishy behavior.
She thought you were hooking up with your coworker. She was really nervous.
I would, Jesse and I are just friends. We are just coworkers. There's nothing going on. Mary, I love you.
Oh. Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Aw. Well, that's good.
Can I tell you guys? Let me tell you real quick. When my sister was going to UCLA, I was we were living in California, and I was living in San Diego. She was in Los Angeles, and I was surfing all the time, and my lips split, and my lips were burned like hell. And she got a new car, and my dad was a tour guide, and he was in Los Angeles, and he was like, "Hey, let me see your new car." And my sister bought it in San Diego. So like, hey, let's go see dad, you know, whatever. So my sister picked me up, and we were driving to Los Angeles to see my dad. And I was in the front seat, passenger seat, and my lips were just split, and it hurt. You know what I'm talking about? How that hurt from
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I go, do you have any chapstick? And she's like, no. And I go, God, my lips are killing me. And I opened up her purse, and there was pink lipstick in her purse, or red lipstick or whatever. And I go, Jesus. And I put it on my lips. And I put it around my lips, and I put it all the way around like this. You know what I mean?
Like stained your face, huh?
Like just my lip. No, just like my lips and around my lips, like, because it hurts so bad. And I put the seat back, and I took a nap. And it was a Nissan Sentra that she bought, and she gets rear-ended on the freeway. Boom, rear-ended. Boom, and she hits a car in front of her. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's crying. She goes, no, I'm okay. I'm like, hold on a minute. I get out of the car. And I get her insurance. I get the insurance from the person in front of her. The cops come. And I'm dealing with all this chaos for like an hour and a half with the cops, right? Pull over the side of the road. And I deal with all this stuff. Finally, everything's fine. Her car front end is smashed. It still drives. So I continue to go meet my dad in LA. But when I get in the car, I'm like, okay, you're okay. I'm going to drive. Let's go. And I look. I set the mirror to adjust the mirror. And I have all this clown makeup on that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that I've been dealing with the cops, dealing with the people that my sister crashed into, the people that crashed into my sister. And I was like, it was just so, I completely understand where Matt's coming from. I did not get addicted to the red lipstick, but I understand putting it on when your lips are hurt like hell. Do you know what I mean? So way to go, Matt. You're a good man. So congratulations, Mary. Matt picked you. Sent the flowers to you. We don't think he's cheating.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for going on the air, both of you.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love you, Mary.
Thank you
so much. Love you, too. War of the Roses, John Dean Rich.